So let me finish reading verse 6. Knowing this, that an old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Henceforth, we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. He that is dead is free from sin. He that is dead is free from sin. Now listen what the Passion Translation say, read how it reads on verse 7. Obviously, a dead person is incapable of sinning. Obviously, a dead person is incapable of sinning. If you don't give voice to the flesh, you don't give life, you don't let it, you keep it where it belongs, you can walk and you'll be surprised at the little trouble that you have. But when you take that tongue and won't tame it, as James said, and you let it say anything, speak anything, anything come up, that's why you have to renew your mind so your mind can be renewed with the word. And you let that tongue say anything, oh, what a hellfire it will create. It is set on fire of hell. That's what James said. All kind of stuff going on, all kind of disaster, all kind of trouble, all kind of disease. If you don't keep that tongue under control, you gotta make that tongue do what it's supposed to do. Make that tongue speak the word of God. You are in charge. You, the man on the inside. And that's why you got to educate him, fill him with the word, give him his right, and speak that word, and that word will dominate every situation in your life and call you to rise to the top, walk in victory over every opposition that the enemy comes against you. Let's read on. Verse 8 says, now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead, listen to this, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. If death had no more dominion over Christ and we are his body, that means death had no more dominion over you. And that's why you want this truth in your heart and live by it. So when anything from the world of darkness, if it's not good, it's not God. Every good gift. I'm going to say that again. If it's not good, it's not God. Every good gift, James 1:17. Every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light. So death had no more dominion over him. Verse 10, for in that he died unto sin once. In that he liveth unto God. He died to sin once. You know why? Because he conquered sin. He conquered death. And he'll never die to sin again. He is alive forevermore. And you and I have been raised with him. Ooh, that's good news, my brother, my sister. That's good news in these days that we live. To know that I'm alive and life has triumphed over death. Listen to verse 11. Likewise, reckon you also yourself to be dead indeed to sin. See, you count yourself dead. I am not a sinner. Oh yeah, we miss it. That's why we have 1 John 1:9. So when we miss it, we quickly correct it. We don't let sin hang around in the flesh because it calls the flesh to dominate us. When you miss it, you get rid of it. Keep your spirit full of the word of God. Are you listening to me? Keep your spirit full of the word of God. Your spirit, the word of God is the seed. And John said, if the seed remains in you, you won't practice sin. Huh? If the seed of the word remain in you, you won't practice sin. Hallelujah. So, likewise, I also reckon yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let not sin, who? You. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. All these powers that we're talking about. Listen,